Good morning, Inspired friends. This is Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com. It's 6:22 in the morning on February 2nd. It's a Tuesday. And this is my first podcast of 2016. In fact, it is my first podcast for months and months and months, I'm sad to say. Oh, by the way, before I go into that more, this is Live Inspired number 17. So on these short 10-minute podcasts, what I like to do is bring you little tips for inspired living, tips to help you create more joy in your everyday life and find the beauty and the miracles and the blessings and the gratitude to behold, and make life a little bit more happy and fun, no matter what your circumstances are. So anyway, in 2015, I got married, and I have not done a podcast since I got married. I got so busy with the event, which was in June, and then moving in fully into our new house. It's my first time moving out on my own, minus being in a dorm at college for a short time. But being a homeowner and moving and some new jobs I was doing, and there was just so much that was going on that I really let the podcast go. And so if I do have any listeners out there that miss these podcasts, then I'm back. Anyway, so today's topic for Inspired Living is about creating special moments. And a lot of times I talk about creating special moments like in everyday life and for ourselves, because every day is a celebration, in my opinion. Like, we don't need a reason to celebrate. We can find, we can make everyday moments magical with the right, you know, attitude and perspective and just like making things fun. But I'm specifically talking today on the blog about making life special for others. I guess you could consider these random acts of kindness, which is another thing that I'm really big on. And it's a way to give back, but it's also a way to make memories, and it's really rewarding and warm and fuzzy for us, and it's just a great way to live inspired and to, you know, be, to put more meaning into your life. The story I'm telling on the blog today, in case you want to head on over there, is called Entertaining a Teenager, My First Christmas as an Aunt. So if you go to weliveinspired.com and you can look for the blog post by that title of Entertaining a Teenager to read the full story. And this was my first year being an aunt, because I got married in 2015. Along with that came some nieces and nephews, and I've never been an aunt before. I am almost 35 years old, and believe it or not, I am still the youngest generation in my family. None of us have gotten married and had kids before myself. I'm the first one in our family to get married. So there are no kids, and so I haven't been able to be an aunt through my family. So when I got married to Matt, I became an aunt instantly, and I became the aunt of an 18-year-old college student. So I thought that was really interesting to just all of a sudden be an aunt. And I thought it was funny because I was really doubting myself. And I remember like wanting so badly to be the cool aunt and to be fun and to make a really special time for my niece. But I didn't know. There's this sort of funny dialogue that goes on in my blog post about me thinking like, gee, you know, even though it's not that terribly long since I was a teenager, things really have changed a lot more today. People are on their smartphones all the time and into technology. And I don't know, I guess there was this part of me that thought, do I even know what teenagers still enjoy doing these days? And what if, like, my niece doesn't want to come over if I invite her and she thinks it's totally boring? Or, you know, I mean, I've not been a parent before either. So it's like, it was really fun and exciting, and I was like so excited to get to be an aunt and to get to buy gifts for somebody younger. And but on the flip side of that, I was just like, okay, I hope that I'm not going to totally bore her to death. But I'm a pretty fun person. So anyway, so I planned this really fun evening. It was like 3 days before Christmas. The house was all decked out, twinkle lights everywhere, candlelight everywhere, candlelit dinner. and Matt and I had her over, and we had a really nice dinner of like chicken and homemade chicken and peas and mashed potatoes. And then after dinner, we had a really nice gathering in front of the Christmas tree, and I had picked up some fun presents that I thought a teenager college student would like. One of the things that kind of makes me laugh, but my intuition, I thought they were so cute when I saw them at the Black Friday sale at Kohl's, and they are these like micro fleece onesies, onesie pajamas for adults. And she ended up loving them. And I got one for myself too. So if you want to see me in a onesie, a hooded onesie, or at least my upper half in a hooded onesie, you can head on over to the blog and there's a picture in there. But that's one of the things that I got her. And I also had planned, she had said that she really thought it would be fun to bake. So I had planned an evening of that too, of us baking Christmas gifts for each other, or for, not for each other, for others. So we baked like a double batch of chocolate chip cookies. We made my famous chocolate chip cookie dough brownies. She didn't have any gifts for her mom for Christmas. So we made a really nice gift basket for her to give her with all the goodies in it. And then I had this sort of fun and quick, easy craft idea with, I happened to come across these like blinged out, lip balm kits by EOS that you could bedazzle lip balms with all these pretty decals and stuff. So she thought that was great fun. And we, made these blinged out monogrammed lip balms and she made one for her mom to put in the gift basket too. So we did that and we had a good time. And you know what, like for any of the doubts that I had about, oh my goodness, is she going to like the presents I got her? Am I going to, you know, be able to entertain this teenager? Is she going to have fun and whatever? We ended up having a really good time, and she was just like so grateful for everything, you could tell. And she told us that she just felt so special, and just to see her face light up and to see her feel special like that, to have a night that I set aside just for her to totally go all out and create a wonderful experience to bring joy and for us to have fun together and to create a memory like that, I know that it really meant a lot. So that's the inspiration today. It's about creating moments like this for others and really setting aside time for people to make them feel special, because it's such a busy world. Everybody's so busy, and a lot of times, I know in my own life, I've had relatives say to me before, like, oh, I'll try to squeeze you in my schedule, or, you know, maybe I can fit you in somewhere. And if you want to really make a person's day and really make a person feel special, don't just squeeze them in or tell them you're going to fit them in. Actually, take the time to make them a priority and to create a special moment with some fun activities that you can do together. So think about it. Who could you bless today? What sort of special activity could you plan for a family member or a friend or a neighbor? You don't have to go all out. It could be something even small. But the whole point is about reaching out, making memories, being spontaneous, and I spontaneously Facebook messaged her and said, hey, you know, I'd like to plan this fun evening for you for Christmas, and what do you think? And of course, she loved it. So just reaching out to somebody and inviting somebody over or out somewhere or whatever you want to do, and thinking of a way to make them feel important and special and pampered. And in doing that, it's going to make you feel so inspired and warm and fuzzy inside. You're going to have a lot of fun and make some great memories, and you're making a difference in somebody's life in the process. So if you want to read the rest of the blog post again, you can go over to the blog. We're about running out of time now, but until next time, if you'd like to stop by and tell me, feel free to leave a comment on the website or a comment wherever I've shared this post, and let me know stories about how you've created special moments for others. And let's just have this movement this year of random acts of kindness, of fun things that we can do and fun memories we can create to make the people in our lives feel special and know how important they are to us. This has been Rebecca with WeLiveInspired.com, and I hope you all have a wonderful